Hey there, this is New York Times bestselling author and ridiculously happy wife, Laura Doyle. Buckle up, Aubrey's about to take you on another great episode of The Road to Rediscovery. Sit back and enjoy.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on our life experiences for learning and growth and to help others who are struggling through dark times. In today's solo episode, we're going to dive into a topic that many of us can relate to, self-doubt and loneliness. I truly believe most of us live a life to seek growth, relationships, and joy. But sadly, I also believe there are some of us who are living just to make it through the day without feeling lonely or doubtful of ourselves. And that can look like many different things, right? It can take the form of burying ourselves in our work, or even self-medicating, perfectionism, and more. This obviously mitigates our opportunities for personal growth and progress. Look, I get it. We can often have deep-rooted, paralyzing fear of being lonely or fear of self-doubt to the point to where we would do anything to keep these feelings from creeping into our heads. The painful, overwhelming feeling of isolation. If you've ever felt like you're not enough or wondered if anyone truly understands you, you're not alone, and this episode is for you. Let's talk about where these feelings come from, how they impact our lives, and most importantly, actionable steps to overcome them. We're going to start by unpacking the feelings of self-doubt. Self-doubt is that inner voice, right, that questions your abilities, your worth, or your right to pursue your goals. That voice may say things like, you're not going to succeed, or you gave up before, you'll give up again, or even the deceiving message, why are you even trying this? Your life is just fine the way it is. Now, don't be fooled by that voice. It's not complimenting you in any way. It's keeping you down. Where does this voice come from? It could stem from past experiences, something said to you as a child, or maybe something you tried to achieve but failed. In short, self-doubt can be triggered from outside elements, or it could be self-inflicted. Ironically, loneliness, on the other hand, is not about being alone. You can actually be alone and not feel lonely. Conversely, you can feel lonely in a room full of people. Loneliness is a sense of disconnection, a sense of vulnerability, and the feeling that no one truly understands you or what you're going through. Loneliness often accompanies self-doubt because when we feel lonely, especially if we're physically alone at that same time, we can feel disconnected and isolated from others, causing us to feel vulnerable and doubting our ability to connect with anyone on a basic human level, much less achieve a goal. As you can see, going through self-doubt and loneliness can be a vicious cycle. But here's the good news. These feelings, they're not permanent, and there are steps we can take to rise above them. Overcoming self-doubt starts with awareness. Recognize when those negative thoughts start to creep in. Some may say, just ignore those thoughts. I actually propose that you do listen to them. Hear what those thoughts are saying so you can remove the emotional element and ask yourself, why is this thought entering my head? In my view, removing the emotional element is important, so you can objectively ask yourself this with a goal of overcoming the emotional impact it's had on you in the past. Let me repeat that. Removing the emotional element is important so that you can objectively ask yourself, why is this thought entering my head? With a goal of overcoming the emotional impact it's had on you in the past. Also, arm yourself with what I call 3x3 affirmations. These are three different short affirmations you tell yourself three times a day. 3 affirmations you say when you wake up, 3 to say at midday, and 3 to say before bed. Whenever self-doubt starts to creep into your day, pick any of those 3 affirmations to say out loud. And I promise, over time, if you make a habit of this, that self-doubt thought will pale in comparison to your affirmations. Another powerful tool is to focus on your past victories. Reflect on times when you've doubted yourself, but pushed through and succeeded. Those moments are proof that you're more capable than you give yourself credit for. This reminds me of a time when I was a freshman in high school. I played saxophone in the band, and just before my sophomore year, our family moved to a different city, and I registered at my new school that summer. At that time, I was already 2 weeks late as the new kid in the summer marching band camp. I was new to the area. I didn't know many people. I also didn't know anything about the school or its band program. My band teacher, he wasn't much help either. He welcomed me to the band and was very, accommodating in that way, but was more concerned about me learning the marching formations, the movements, and the technique. He was way less concerned about me learning the actual music and actually encouraged me to just, quote, hold your instrument up to your mouth and pretend to play as you're marching. Now, I'm sure he didn't mean it this way, but it made me feel as if he didn't think I was capable of learning the music to the marching program. I played the saxophone since the 5th grade, and here I was now in the 10th grade. At that time, I reflected back on an accomplishment I made the previous year as a freshman at my previous school. Different city, different state. Each year, that state held competitions for band students who must be referred by their band teacher to compete for medals in sheet music reading and performance. My freshman band teacher referred me. I competed, and I won a gold medal for my class. I pinned that medal inside my saxophone case as a visual reminder of my past victory, and this convinced me that I was very capable of learning the marching music in band camp at my new school. It's also essential to surround yourself with positivity. Connect with people who uplift and encourage you. If self-doubt is rooted in comparison, remind yourself that everyone's journey is unique. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and avoid measuring it against someone else's. Comparing yourself and seeing how you measure up to others can be extremely damaging to your mental state. In fact, I recorded an episode called Comparative Thinking a couple years ago that you may be interested in hearing after this one. Back to my sophomore year band camp, I developed a lot of good friendships with the other band members, especially the saxophone section. I asked the section leader if he could sit with me a few times after camp to go over the music. My band teacher never gave me a copy of the sheet music. All he was concerned about, like I said, was just holding my instrument and getting the movements right with marching. The section leader was happy to help me get up to speed with the music, and we became very good friends, along with the others who were all very positive and uplifting. As a side note, that time with the section leader going through the sheet music was the only time I saw the music for the whole marching season. They were his sheets and he needed them back, so it was all from memory for that first season. I didn't want to hold my instrument up to my mouth as I marched. I wanted to play and march, and that's what I did. Lastly, take action against those self-doubting thoughts. Self-doubt thrives in inaction and complacency. Even small steps towards your goal can build confidence. Remember, confidence is not the absence of self-doubt. It's the decision to keep going despite it. Now let's chat about loneliness. Regardless of how much money, power, and fame you have, and regardless of how many friends you have, you will encounter a time when you feel lonely. The irony truly baffles me when those who try to avoid loneliness look outward for a solution when it really lies in looking inward. For years, I wanted to be alone without feeling lonely. Which reminds me, as another side note, I previously recorded an episode called Lonely Versus Alone about 4 years ago. You should check out that episode as well. But you know what? I never learned how to be alone. As a young adult, after 30 minutes or so being alone, that inner voice would start to creep into my head, just as it did with self-doubt, as I mentioned earlier, and I actually started to believe what that voice told me. Then, that lonely feeling makes its presence. So I grab my keys, go out shopping, or call up an ex-girlfriend, or hit a nightclub just to fill the gap of loneliness. Not only was I unfulfilled, I never allowed myself to get to the root of why or what is making me feel lonely. Over time, I learned to lean in to my loneliness when feeling as such. I had to own what I was feeling and be honest with myself when taking that hard look in the mirror. For me, embracing my loneliness was the key, and I had some amazing revelations just from doing this. For one, I learned my discomfort with being alone stemmed from my insecurity of not getting validation from another human being because I was in a room by myself. It revealed that I had to work on being secure in who I am without any outward validation, just to feel comfortable being alone. I would not have discovered that without embracing the very thing I tried to avoid for so many years. Let me repeat that. I would not have discovered this without embracing the very thing I tried to avoid for so many years. I've learned a couple other ways to overcome loneliness, and one is to assess the level of your social involvement. As humans, it's inherent to desire and crave the need to connect with other human beings. This could mean joining a club, volunteering, or even reaching out to an old friend. While it might feel awkward at first, taking the initiative to connect with others is truly worth it. Another important step is to spend time understanding your interests, your passions, and values. Journaling, mindfulness, or creative hobbies can help you connect with yourself on a deeper level. And a lot of people devalue this, but please do not forget the importance of being vulnerable. There is strength in vulnerability. Sometimes we isolate ourselves because we're afraid to let others see our struggles. But opening up in even the smallest of ways can create profound connections. You'd be surprised how often people relate to what you're going through. Whichever of these approaches you take, the key is to be okay with being alone. When you're comfortable in your own company, the daunting feeling of loneliness loses its power over you. Well, there you have it. Self-doubt and loneliness are part of the human experience, but they don't have to control your life. By embracing instead of avoiding, challenging negative thoughts, and seeking meaningful connections, you can rise above these feelings and realize your worth. Let me know, what are some of your challenges with self-doubt and loneliness? What have you tried to overcome them? Let us know by sending me a DM if you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. Or you can email me at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. That's roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please know that when dealing with life's struggles, you're never alone. And there's always hope. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs inspiration and support. And you know, we're all roadies on this journey of life. And it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Road to Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.